You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
South Australia, Victoria, Tasmania, the ACT and New South Wales are all being warned of this winter's coldest weather so far, sweeping across the southeast of the country. The Bureau of Meteorology says the weather event has already started in parts of South Australia and will run right through the coming weekend. They're forecasting widespread damaging winds, particularly in mainland areas, along with the lowest temperatures seen so far this year. Snow levels could come down as low as 500 metres in parts of Victoria and southern parts of New South Wales, with blizzard conditions in alpine areas. Michael Logan from the Bureau of Meteorology's National Operations Centre says the cold snap will last through into next week.
Because the event system's going to hang around right through until at least Sunday, it does mean winds will fairly slow to ease on the back half of the weekend and temperatures slow to recover into early next week.
Stephen McGivney, the Bureau's Victorian State Severe Weather Manager, says people need to prepare for an icy blast.
So we'll see some damaging winds, and there's likely to be severe weather warnings issued for that. We'll also see a fair bit of rain, and particularly as we head into the latter part of the week, as the snow level drops, a lot of that rain will start to fall as snow to quite low levels.
Victoria State Emergency Service says part of its role in significant weather conditions is to try to reduce the impact. Deputy Chief Officer Alastair Drayton says the public needs to take precautions, particularly with wind.
The damaging effects there can be trampolines, furniture, even consider your pets in the rears of your gardens, etc. Driving, the rain, as we say, we promote 15 centimetres to float. Just be mindful of flash flooding in those areas. Know your local areas and where those challenges might be. Particularly if you're going into the weekend, you might be considering going to the alpine areas. Consider those. So drive, it's really, really important that we drive to the conditions. As we heard, that there are blizzard-like conditions coming with significant snowfall, so very, very important that we consider that as well.
The cold conditions mean that from Friday onwards, the cold air will move up through New South Wales, meaning snow is likely for the hills around Canberra and in the tablelands of New South Wales, which may only normally see snow once or twice a year. Michael Logan says snow flurries may even be seen further north than that.
It can't be ruled out even the odd snow flurry into southeast Queensland in the Granite Belt area there. So that cold air really will extend up through New South Wales right across the weekend with fairly widespread damaging winds, including Sydney, Wollongong and populated parts of the east coast.
Stephen McGivney says that regional Victoria may well see some weather records broken.
Places like Ballarat, we're actually forecasting 6 consecutive days below 10 degrees. And if that happens, that'll be the longest run since 1995 in August in Ballarat.
The Bureau has also warned the weather front is likely to cause large waves in the Bass Strait and raise sea levels. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.